Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, let's just enjoy the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
We wait on you, oh, the Spirit.
Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome.
Good to be back. We miss you all. We still been here in the background, but it's good to be back. We have finally gotten moved and got everything. We still got boxes everywhere though, but but we are here and grateful to be in the place that God had prepared for us.
Mm-hmm.
Very grateful. We're gonna take real good care of it. Real good care of it. But we love you all. Welcome to the show tonight. PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, is the place where we not only talk about it, but we are about it. And I am one of your hosts, Terrence.
And I am your other host, Tanisha. Today is October 6th. It's 2021 at 6:18. No, I'm sorry. It's 7:12 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we are excited to be here. My phone showed, look to see how it shows the time, but that's just giving me the last time to update the weather.
Why are you only going to
go? I know. That's why I did. We're excited to be here. We missed you guys. Thank you for praying for us, keeping us uplifted, thinking about us. We are excited to finally be moved into the house. Like Terrence said, there's boxes everywhere, but we're just happy to be here. So now we can just get settled, and we're excited to be back doing the shows, to love on you and minister to you and see what God has for you
mm-hmm.
and for us.
Absolutely. We want to congratulate Don and Tanya on their new baby boy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you all got the text thread. Little Alonzo.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
Little Alonzo here. Look at him. Little Alonzo. That's cold right there. I like the way this sounds. He's going to be something else with himself because he got a good mom and dad. So I already know that his upbringing is going to be amazing. But again, we're excited. Like, I really genuinely miss you guys. This has been a journey, and it's not over.
Mm-hmm.
We're just experiencing a portion of the promises. You know, we're seeing prophecies be fulfilled in the natural things that God has declared and spoke over us,
mm-hmm.
and we've watched it manifest.
Yeah,
and what it does, it increases your faith because you'll have faith for a particular level, on a particular level, and then when you see your faith pull you through and things manifest, then you get stronger. You get stronger, and your faith prepares you for the next level of things to come. So, you know, long suffering is a part of our lives, but we have to learn how to suffer, you know, how to go through with the expectation, you know, knowing that what God has said is what it is. There is no other alternative. You know, we really have to walk in faith, knowing that whatever God has said, that is it. You don't have to make a side hustle to be in place just in case.
Mm-hmm.
When you're walking with God, if God says it, that settles it. You just believe it. Put your faith on it. Put your life on it. Jesus gave it all for us. He made it all possible for us to spend eternity in paradise and to be free from bondage, to be free from the snares of the enemy and the tricks of the enemy, to be free from it. Do you really know what it means to be free from something? It means it cannot hold you.
Mm-hmm.
It has no pull on you. When you are free, free. God has made us free. Mm-hmm. Jesus set us free. Free. And it's a kingdom mindset that one must have to walk in levels of faith. There's different levels of faith. God has been having us speak on faith a lot here within the past few months, really the past year or two maybe. You know, I've always been fond of faith, but here the past couple of years, God has really moved it up a notch with giving revelation on how to really identify with faith and how to properly use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have to know what we have, and not only know what we have, we also have to know how to use what we have. And you'll know what you have once you know who God is, because he'll reveal it to you. And you can use things properly, because even if you, God reveals things to you and you choose not to use it the way God wants you to use it, that still doesn't say that what you have isn't real.
Right.
You just ain't using it right.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of prophetic people out here that's just not using their gifts right. You got a lot of believers out here, faith-filled people that know how to use faith, but they ain't putting their faith in the right thing. They putting their faith in man. They're putting their faith in money. They're putting their faith in their looks. They're putting their faith in their own talents and abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not putting their faith in God. They're using their faith, but they ain't putting it where it needs to be so that you can move into the realm of favor and overflow. You limit yourself. To God be the glory for the things he's done. I'm really excited about that because he's sovereign. He's sovereign. I have a quick scripture. Well, it ain't quick, but I'm going to make it quick. You know, Colossians 3, I'm going to read King James, verse 2. But I could go all the way down to the 17th verse, and man, it's a lot of meat in there. It's a lot of good word all right there. And actually, this whole chapter is all book. But set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:2. You know, and when you set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. So when you define affection, set a gentle feeling of fondness or liking on things above, not on things on earth. Set a gentle feeling or fondness or liking on things above, not on things that is earth. You know, everything in this earth is going to pass. It's going to pass away. Everything on this earth eventually dies. Everything. Everything. So our focus shouldn't be here in temporal situations. You know, when it comes, you know, to our love and God's love for us, it's everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't end when this world does. That's why it's so good for us to experience it now and begin to to grow in a liking or fondness or a gentle feeling of God's love, wanting to experience eternal life, wanting to experience every day being a happy day, wanting to experience streets of gold, wanting to experience joy and happiness, love. I'm on a level that you ain't never experienced it before. All the time. Wanting to experience never having to die.
Mm-hmm.
and being in peace, never having to get mad, never having to be hurt, never having to be sad, hungry, never having to feel guilt or pressure, never having to fear, but everything the opposite for eternity. So set your affection, set your gentle feeling of fondness or liking on things above, not on things on the earth. Everything in the earth is just a tool. It's a process that we go through. It's a phase that we go through. And God wants us just to yield to him in every point of our life so that we could deposit something in the earth to get other people to see him. Just get them to see him and to give them an opportunity to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. To accept Christ as the only begotten Son of God. To accept Christ as the risen Savior. The one that gave his life on Calvary for our sins. The one that gave his life, that died, but yet rose again from the dead. He conquered death. He went to hell, preached revival, set the captives free, those that had gone on before Christ. And even when he came on the rescue mission, he didn't forget them because he had always been in the plan. He was there in the beginning, the middle and the end. He's there forever. Grateful. Grateful. So why not believe? Mm-hmm. Why not try my God? My dad's group used to sing a song, "Why Not Try My God?" For on him, you can depend. A couple years ago, I asked God that I wanted to be totally dependent on him. Not knowing the things that I had to go through to get to what I had faith for. Mm-hmm. I had to put my faith in place in order for what I asked God for to manifest. Tanisha can tell you, we don't worry about nothing.
No.
We don't worry about nothing. We'll discuss some things. And we'll share it with the Lord. And we move forward. And we move forward. That's it. God has really, really, really been favorable to us. That was the word. Tongues was right then. And he's been faithful to us. He's been there. He's been nurturing us. He's kept us. He's protected us. He's loved on us. Just think back where you were a couple years ago and where you are now. Not just in a physical place, but where you are spiritually. Because that's the most important place to be, in the right place spiritually. Yeah. Man, it's like having... If anybody know about NVGs, night vision goggles. That's what being in the right place spiritually does. You're able to see things in the dark. Because we living in a dark world.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in the right place spiritually, God will show you these things that you can't see when you're looking through your natural eyes. that you can see spiritually that's right there. And you gotta believe that and ask God for instructions on how to handle those things. Pray against those things. Call those things out. We're demon slayers as believers. We have the ability and the power to slay demons.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ability and the power to change things. And there's work to do in the times that we're in. Because when you look through scripture, you look at how things flowed through everyone that God used in scripture. There were a lot of things going on behind the scenes. But yet the work of the Lord was still being done as well. And so I'm just saying tonight, don't get so focused on the things of this world and what's going on in this world. Continue to do the work of the Lord. Do the work of the Lord. Do your part. Do what God is telling you to do, has told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Be in position to hear what God wants you to do. Be seeking to do the work of the Lord, because there's still work that needs to be done, period. So thank you all. We love y'all. That's all I got, baby.
Yeah, I mean, that was basically a really good word. I want to go back to what you said about when you have the prayer for being totally dependent on God, that we got to, you know, when you pray for things, you got to, the word says we should pray and expect to have an answer, to receive an answer mm-hmm. to our prayers. And like Terrence said, it was a journey to get to that point, to be totally dependent on God. And it wasn't always a fun journey, but it was a journey that was worth it. And, you know, there's things that you're believing for. And, mm-hmm. and you might be in a rocky place of your journey, but it doesn't mean that you're not where you need to be. You really have to trust God. You really have to take God at his word. If he said it, it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence said, we're living in darkness. We really are. And we have to have on the right, we have to have the right vision
mm-hmm.
to be able to see things for what they are, like night vision goggles.
Mm-hmm.
You can see things for what they are. And they have even special kind where you can see things that normally would go undetected, because they have the infrared and all that where it detects mm-hmm. heat and all this kind of stuff. There's all sorts of technology. You think if there's technology that man has that God inspired, that we wouldn't have the same ability to do those things in the spirit?
Mm.
Come on now.
Come on.
We can detect things that wouldn't normally be disguised with the help of the Holy Spirit, and we can see things for what they truly are with the help of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But it is important during this time in the earth that we have vision for what's real, and that we are hearing the voice of God and not being influenced by those who may be well-meaning but are not hearing from God. A lot of people I'm noticing right now are more so moving on what they think makes sense.
Mm.
But we know that God's thoughts are not like our thoughts, and his ways are not like our ways. Sometimes he might tell you to do things that don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the natural. But once you do it, and once you see where you land,
mm-hmm.
then you're like, okay, that makes sense. Now I see what he did.
Right.
You know, a lot of the times the moves that he tells us to make are not about that particular situation. It's about growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be asking God to direct you in a job. It's not even about the job. It's about you.
Mm-hmm.
The decision that you're making, it has nothing to do with the job. It has to do with your own personal growth, because that job is something temporary. So he's preparing you for your next, you know. So we have to be mindful during the season.
Yeah.
We have to hear the voice of God, and we have to have vision and be able to see in the darkness, so that we're not stumbling and fumbling about and tripping on things and falling.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that. You ever like tried to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and it's completely pitch black in your bedroom, and you bumped your shin or did something and you paid for it for a whole week?
Yeah, thank you, Carl.
Oh, yeah. Or you stepped on a Lego. You got kids. Come on now. Come on. Raise your hand if you ever stepped on a Lego. Okay? That is like the most agonizing pain. And it doesn't stop. So we don't want to be in those situations where we're fumbling about in the dark. And when you step on a Lego, it's like not one of those pains that just, you know, goes away. Like you feel that your foot like reminds you for a couple of days. Like, hey,
you hurting and you mad.
Yeah. Like, hey, you stepped on a Lego, you know, you're at work minding your business, getting some coffee, and all of a sudden your foot's throbbing because, you know, stepped on a Lego. So 2 days ago. So we don't want to fumble in the dark and hurt ourselves and cause harm to ourselves, because right. a lot of the times it's not like one of those one and done. It's something that we feel the effect of for a little while. And that's not what Jesus died on the cross for us to do. Mm-hmm. He died to give us life and life abundantly. And we can avoid certain pitfalls, and we can avoid certain pains or inconveniences if we just heed to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to get into the habit of having vision and asking the Holy Spirit to guide us when things are dark, when we can't see what's in front of us. We can't see our way. He's always ahead. God is always in the future. He's with you every step, but he's also ahead. He's the Alpha and the Omega.
Mm-hmm.
He's the author and finisher mm-hmm. of your faith. So let's trust God tonight, and let's believe what he tells us. Let's believe him, because it's either you. I remember one time you did like a little clip.
Who?
You did. We recorded a little video.
Uh-huh.
And you said.
You got the video?
I have it.
Play it.
I'm going to play it. Hopefully you guys can hear it. It's kind of like echoey in here. So when I did the test call, it was pretty...
I should have grabbed the mic.
Pretty clear sounding. But let me see if I can find this here video. And hopefully you guys can hear it. Hold on. So I think I do have it. Do I have it unboxed? Let me go in my archives.
Okay. You got a million videos.
It's so quiet in here. I think they'll be able to.
Yes.
Here it is. Hold on. Wait, no. Here. No, that's not it. There it is. Okay.
Fire is hot, you know what I'm saying? Where it's gonna burn or it's not. So it's like when it comes to the word of God and you have a relationship with God, and he's the God that cannot lie, and you believe that. So if he tells you something, why are you gonna believe the opposite? So it's not that God's ability to do things or have done things is not relevant. It's the ability of whether you believe it or not. You know?
Either you believe it or not.
That's it's just that. So, when was that? Because we got that time stamp.
That was
what the word is?
May 8th, 2017.
Right. That's what, 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm. 17, 18, 19, 20, 24, about four years ago. Yeah.
Wow. I know my math was a little off.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out of school a while. Excuse me. But yeah, just believe it or not. Believe God or not. Believe in God. Have faith in God or not. It's just that simple. So we're going to get to answer some calls. We do want to hear some voices tonight. And we're just going to go ahead and get it cracking. We're going to get to as many as we can before we have to get off. If we don't get to you, our goal is to make sure that we still pray over everybody that has their hand up. And we just thank God again for you all being here and supporting PGN as you do so diligently. First caller.
Oopsie.
Been a minute, man.
Right.
That Tell you, man, somebody take some time. Oh. 734-672, who are you speaking with? Where you calling from?
Hi, this is Jennifer, and I'm from Michigan.
Hey, Jennifer from Michigan. We've talked before, right?
Yeah, we've talked before.
Yeah, it's been a minute. We talked a couple times. Mm-hmm. Good to hear you. Good to hear you. Jennifer from Michigan. How's the weather right now? Are y'all getting some cool weather right now?
It's not too bad. It's a little rainy out, but other than that, not super cold yet. How about you guys?
It's hot as I don't know what the day
is. Yeah, we're in second summer. Texas doesn't believe in fall.
We still out here in the 90s. I sweat all my hair off my head, everything.
Aww.
Yeah. Jeez. Let's pray. Let's pray, Jennifer. Really good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you tonight for Jennifer, Father God. We just thank you for your anointing. The anointing destroys the yoke. Okay? The anointing of God destroys the yoke. It destroys the yoke of bondage. Are you familiar with what a yoke is? If you know what a yoke is, this when you start hearing the word of God and you put it together, you begin to see the value in the word when you break down the words, because you know the yoke is like be on those oxen or what have you, like a wood piece that will go around their necks and they'd be attached to the plow. You know, so basically, they are in bondage. They're locked in to do a particular work the way that their owner or master is using them to do it,
mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, and so the yokes of bondage is you being locked in and tied in to what this world wants you to do. What the world wants, how the world wants you to live, how the world wants you to eat, how the world wants you to think and feel and be and exist. However this world wants you to do, is that's the yoke of bondage that you're on. The spiritual warfare of Satan, you know, and learning how to combat that, you know. Faith is put that yoke on you. You know, he's not only hitting you from an external place, but he's hitting you internally as well. And he tries to drop thoughts and ideas in our heads. But to God be the glory. You know, so the anointing is what destroys the yoke. So when, again, We're going to focus on words, right? And when we look at the anointing, hold on. The anointing of God is not just the oil. But it's the blessing that the oil represents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when you hear of anointing, you look at from the oil perspective, you know, the pouring of the anointing. So it's an oil, but it's an oil that's attached to a blessing, to a definitive end, a definitive end, it's something that states a claim and comes in and claims everything that it touches. And so when the anointing destroys the yoke, the oil, the yoke can be removed from those oxen's head, because now they are lubed. And things being removed from your life and not having effect and no use in your life is therefore destroyed. Therefore, it serves no more purpose in you because you don't have it on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on. And God's teaching you how, during this season, how to just remove things. And removing them is destroying them. Removing them is destroying because you are walking in a place to where once it's away from you, it's dead. Because it's like you are giving it life. The yoke that's tied to the plow is useless without an oxen tied to it. So it's something being rendered useless, has no effect.
Mm-hmm.
And God is teaching you how to remove things. Getting it off of you, removing it from your life, therefore it has no effect on nothing. We just thank God for that. I've never said it like that before, but that was new. But that's what I got for you.
That's good. What I got is that God is going to teach you about plans and how to make plans. And how to make plans with him, because sometimes people, we're conditioned to have backup plans, right? Where they say, okay,
ooh,
what's your plan A? So plan A is the plan that you go with, and then people tend to say, okay, now what's your plan B?
Yeah.
In the event that plan A doesn't pan out. But God is going to teach you that when you make plans with him, there is no plan B. There's just plan G-O-D. That's it.
Right.
Where you're going to say, that's it. That's everything. That's the plan. And that's going to startle some people, because that's just not how we have been conditioned or raised, at least not our generation, Terrence and I's generation. We were taught to always have a backup plan just in case, you know, for a rainy day or for, you know, to expect the unexpected. That's something that we were taught, which from a worldly standpoint, okay, you know, that's cool. But from it's in direct opposition of faith. If God... You know, I don't see anything where God told Abraham, follow me. And he's like, I'm going to follow him. But if it doesn't work out, you know, no.
We're going to go west.
You're right. You're going to follow the North Star. He just followed him. You know, Noah didn't have a backup plan. If it don't rain, I'm going to have to try to sell this boat on eBay. Mm-hmm. No, there was no backup plan. It was just a God plan. God said it to do it. And that's what he did. You know, we see example after example. You didn't see David like, okay, I'm going to take this slingshot. And if this don't work, then I'm going to, you know, bring out the machete. No, he just did what God told him to do. And God is going to teach you about that, how to plan with him, how to plan with him. And when you do, to have the faith to just go all in. I mean, it's really taking a leap of faith. It's really putting your trust completely in him, because you're like, well, if I just, you know, it's like if you got $20. I had a situation, matter of fact. This story just came to me. A prophet that came to our church, Ariel Mitchell was his name. He's gone on to be with the Lord. But he was an amazing man of God. One of the first experiences that I had with a prophet. And he had came to the church that I was attending. And at one point, he took an offering. And I can't remember how much I had in my pocket, but I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't have a lot of cash at the time. I had enough to where I could put what I plan on doing is after service, putting that cash in my tank so that I had enough gas to get me to and from work until payday. And so he's taking his offering, and God says, give him an offering, sow a seed. So I'm like, okay, I'm calculating, like, I could spare a dollar, you know. And the Lord said, no. Give it all to him. I said, I'm sorry. All. If I give it all to him, I don't have money for gas to get to and from work, and I can't risk another occurrence. if I don't show up to work. And God said, give him everything in your pockets. Because that was back in the day. This was pre-corona when we actually did carry cash around. Cash was king. So I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, I got enough gas to get to work. Maybe get home after that. It's a wrap. But okay, Lord. So I gave him everything I had. I didn't have no money in the bank. I didn't have nothing. That was it. So I get to work, you know, I work my regular day. I get home. I got enough to get home. You know, I'm sweating bullets on the freeway like, man, y'all, you need to hurry up. I ain't got gas for this. I get home, check the mail. I have a check in the mail. I want to say it was either I got a check or my oldest son's dad had dropped off some money. Mind you, at this point, he had owed me a lot of money. I didn't expect to ever see it. But he dropped off some money. And it was really weird. And he had left it. And I called him and was like, is there like some sort of mistake or like what happened? And he said, I don't know. Something just told me to give you this money. And it was like, I can't remember how much I had in my pocket for the gas. This was like in the early 2000s, so I'm sure it wasn't much because gas wasn't the price that it was now. But it was like the math. It was like he gave me like tenfold of whatever I gave that profit. And I was like, wow. There was no plan B because I didn't have no money. That was it.
Right.
I had to go.
I was going to walk.
Yeah. I was going to have to, you know, summit and hitchhike to work because.
Break some Nikes out.
Yeah. I was going, and my job was far. And the bus didn't go out there.
You was going to be in shape.
So I would have had to leave maybe about 2 a.m. to get there by 8, but I would have got there. You know what I mean? So there was no plan B. I understood that if God told me to give that money, he was going to have to come through for me because that was it for me.
Right.
That was the plan, to give the prophet the money. And I just, okay, that's what I just did. I remember I was like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to get to work. But okay, I'm going to give him every dime that I have left. Don't know what I'm going to eat for lunch tomorrow, but okay. You know, that's what you want me to do. That's what I'm going to do. And so this is what God is going to, this is how you're going to operate. That situation built my faith to where when God would tell me to give, and to this day, if God tells me to give, I'm going to give, period. I don't care if the amount is easy. I don't care if the amount is, you know, when you start going into a sermon, Jesus, you know, when he tells you.
Lord.
Yeah, so, I mean, it don't matter.
It's you, Lord.
Now, get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, that's you, Jesus? Okay. You know, it doesn't matter. It built my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been lots of situations where God told me to do something, and I'm like, okay, you know, he's told me to quit my job a few times. Quit, okay. Let me go on Indeed. No. No Indeed, no Monster, no none of that. Just quit. Okay, but I have bills. I know. Just quit. Okay. And it always worked out. That was the plan. You know, like, my family didn't understand. I'm going to quit my job. Oh, where are you working now? I don't know. How are you going to pay your bills? I don't know. I have kids. I know. How are you going to eat? I don't know. This God told me to do it, so I just did it. And it always has worked out. God has never failed me. And this is the type of lifestyle that you're going to live. Your plan G-O-D. Because people are going to say, what's your plan B? I don't have one. I don't even know what that means anymore. I have deleted that from my memory. I have plan G-O-D, and that's it. So I'm either going to succeed or I'm going to fail, and I just don't think I'm going to fail. Mm-hmm. Jesus didn't die on the cross for me to fail. And it's a bold lifestyle.
And like what I'm seeing when you saying, when people ask those questions and you be like, I don't know, like with you, Jen, they're going to ask you that question. You're going to be like, God got it.
Mm-hmm.
God will. Now, this is a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, who's going to do this? The Lord.
Right.
Like, with attitude, like, what you mean? Like, you're not going to be dependent on things of this earth. You're not going to be dependent on that yoke. The yoke has you locked in with one way. You're not free. And they try to make you think that this is the only way it's going to come. But no, man, God is doing a new thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be to the point where when somebody asks you how, what, who, and you're going to say, that's the Lord's problem. That's not my problem. It's going to sound crazy to people. How are you going to eat? That's not my problem. If the birds don't have to worry about it, what I look like,
right.
I'm not worrying about that. You know, and it takes going through a lot of faith moments with God to get that bold. That's the boldness that Terrence and I have. Even this house process. God had me quit my job before we were even closed. Now, I was like, boom. Like, you want me to quit my job before we closed? Yep. And then come to find out that the lender hadn't even got my work verification. my employment verification. I'd already put in my notice. So I was like, okay, Lord, no problems. No problem. I mean, for me, God told me years ago that I was going to own a home out here, or actually several. And so for me to be believing for so long and then to get there and then God to say, oh, by the way, quit your job. It's right within reach. That was a faith thing. He like, you either trust that I'm going to give you this house or not. I'm like, but they need to verify things. And he's like, quit your job. And I mean, I wasn't sleeping at night. And Terrence finally one day just ministered and like, you need to quit your job on this day. And I was like, okay. But that was a faith thing. Because God said, either you believe that your job is the reason why you get in the house, or I'm the reason why you're getting the house. So I said, okay, you're right, Lord. Either I trust and believe you or I don't. And no problems came up. Whole thing was smooth. So this is the lifestyle that you're going to live, where it's going to be like you either trust God or you don't. And that's how he's going to present it. You either trust that this is sustaining you or that I'm sustaining. I know for a fact that jobs don't sustain, that it's God. He uses them as resources. But it's not the job that's doing it. It's God using them as a tool to do it. And just like he used them as a tool, he could use anything as a tool. You know, he could bless you. And God has blessed me in so many ways. I'm going to have to write a book about the different ways that sometimes, I mean, he just gives you grace or favor, you know, where you'll be like, oh, man, you know, who I got this due? And then you call and they be like, it's already paid for. And you're like, but I didn't pay it. You're not even trying to be deceptive or dishonest. I didn't pay it. Well, it shows it's paid. Okay. Well, if it shows that I owe later, please let me know. And then it don't. You know, situation after situation in my life, just me trusting God and not knowing how he was going to do it, but seeing him do it. I mean, this is going to be your lifestyle. Plan G-O-D. That's it. There's no backups. Because when we have backups, there's like an underlying fear that be there. Like, what if? What if this doesn't work? What if this doesn't pan out? What if I fail? What if? You know, and God's going to remove that to where you can operate in peace. There's a peace in not caring. It's not that you don't have concern, but you don't care. You've cast that care onto the Lord. It doesn't belong to you anymore. So you're like, well, you know, win, lose, or draw, I'm rocking with Jesus, so I don't care about that. I don't put my energy into that because I know that he's got me no matter what I face. And that's plan G-O-D. Lord, we just thank you right now for Jennifer. Father God, we thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for her feeling that she walks with you, feeling it, like feeling your presence, that she's walking with you. And give her the boldness that she needs to just put it all on the line for you to increase her faith to where she'll be so bold in her faith that people will say, that's crazy, but I know it's going to work out for her because it always does. So where she has a reputation of things working out. Some people will call it luck, but we know the truth, that it's favor and blessing, and that it's faith fulfilled, manifested, that it's your word come to light. It's your word doing what it says it's going to do because you are not a God that lies. And use her as a living epistle for those around her to operate in faith and to be able to just trust you and put it all on the line. People put it on the line for things every day, things that are not stable, that are not guaranteed, that don't love them. But use her life and her example to teach the body of Christ to put it all on the line for you who loves us and died for us and came in the form of a man to walk with us and teach us and who has ordered our steps and has plans that are good. And Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Thank you, guys. That was definitely powerful.
Yeah, that was a lot. Definitely.
Yeah, and I felt led to call you guys tonight, and then I hear this about your house story, and it's just funny because me and my husband were trying to buy a house, and we've been so discouraged because we can't find the house that we want. And, you know, just you guys telling me that encouraged me. Like, I know he has a house for us, you know, it just might not be here yet, but I'm encouraged, so thank you.
Absolutely, you're welcome.
Yep.
We was around here still looking for houses, even as the Lord told us it hadn't even been built yet.
Yep, he told us the city, and he told us it hadn't been built yet. And here we were getting frustrated, got a whole list of things that we want, going house to house, city to city. I mean, it was wearing us out. And when we finally just surrendered, we ended up in the house that we have. And the whole thing was supernatural, even how we got the house. You know, the market is cooling now, but it was really nuts when we went under contract. But we were like, we really ended up in the city. God originally told us, wasn't even trying to be in that city. And ended up with a new build. And it was a hidden, a builder we had never, you know, heard of. God gave us all sorts of clues. He was like, it's hidden. He's like, it's in this particular city. It hasn't been built yet. I mean, everything he told us, it is. So just trust God. Don't get frustrated. Don't be discouraged. Trust God that God has a house already picked out for you. Because when we were frustrated, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, the street that we live on wasn't even built yet. It had not even been built. So, like you just said, it might not even be built yet. The street you're going to live on may be being paved right now. It might just be a dirt road right now.
It could be a whole forest right now.
Right, right. It might not even have plowed down the trees yet.
You might have some livestock where your house going to be right now. You know, but I know that when the day we surrendered was the same day we found the house.
Yeah, it is.
And we were sitting right across the street from it.
Wow.
We were sitting right across the street.
Yep.
The day that we surrendered. And when we surrendered, we looked up. Didn't see it when we came in. I know I didn't.
I saw the sign that said the lot size, but I didn't pay it no mind because we didn't come for it. You know, we went to look at something else.
I didn't see it. And, man, when we surrendered, it was right there.
Just like that.
It was instant. Instant.
I mean, we were on waiting lists for different builders and stuff. I mean, it was crazy. It was
crazy.
Wow. Just around there, just, you know, having experience.
Awesome.
Yes, growing in faith.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you got anything in particular you want us to hook up with you in prayer on?
Well, I guess what we were just talking about, if you could just pray that God would just show us the right house, the right time, and, you know, just prayer for that. Yep.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we touch and agree with Jennifer tonight, Lord. Lord, touch her and her husband. What's your husband's name, Jim?
Josh.
Josh. Touch Josh and Jennifer right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we just ask that you bring them peace and comfort and focus. Father God. Give them patience, Father God. Give them strength. Fortify them, Lord, to go through, to get to. Teach them how to be content in the expectation of what's to come. Because, you know, God would definitely give us a desire for things.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get the desire, we want it right now. You know, it's like, I got a taste for some chocolate cake. Give it here, you know. But you either got to go get it or you got to bake it, you know, depending on what you want. Mm-hmm. So it's a process that a series of events that have to happen to get to that desired place. And the desired place is of God. It is of God. And so we just ask that as you and Josh journey, as you guys continue to walk, that you begin to gain, focus on gaining the momentum in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because in enjoying the moment, you begin to gain momentum to get you to the place that God wants you to be, that he has placed in the desire that God has for you, he's put in you. He's given you the desires of your heart. He put it there. And that's his desire for you as well. And so embrace where you are and take this time to learn and to grow and to develop because every day in going through the process and learning through the process is going to be so beneficial to you when you reach the place that God has for you, because he still wants to be on the forefront. He doesn't want your desires to get ahead of him. He doesn't want your desires to become obsessive. He doesn't want your desires to block him out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so we just thank God for their patience. We thank God for the obedience. We just thank God for peace and relaxation. And that's that yoke of bondage that's being destroyed from, like, a certain way that the world wants things and says things has to happen. You got to have this type of credit. You got to have this type of money. You know, you got to be on your job this amount of time, this, that, and other. God did a very unorthodox thing in our life. And I speak that over you and Josh right now in the name of Jesus, that your experience will be unorthodox, that your experience will not be the normal experience that people that live in this world have experienced. The process that you go through is going to be different from the processes that other people go through. God is going, he already has a lender pick. He already has a builder pick.
Yeah.
He already has a neighborhood pick. He has your neighbor's pick. He has your house pick. He has your furniture picked. He has everything in your life picked. You just trust it and believe and know that it's already been picked and that it's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. That's rich.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
him.
You.
Yeah.
Bless you. This was fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think
this is the longest we ever been on together tonight. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, every word I've taken in and, you know, using it for you know, his kingdom. So I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. Stay encouraged, Jennifer, and
yes.
Tell Josh we love him, and we just look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay, yes, I will. Thank you, guys, and God bless you.
Thank
God bless
you.
You.
God bless you. Good night.
Wow.
Good night.
Okay, before we get to the next caller, I have a couple of texts in prayer requests. First, little Tiffany, she's not feeling good. Her mom's about to take her to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pray for her, and if you guys could touch and agree with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for little Tiffany's life. Father God, we just pray for wellness in her body. and just divine health. And we pray for her mother, Big Tiffany, that she has peace and a sound mind, and that she doesn't give into the grip that fear tries to have,
mm-hmm.
especially over when our children are not feeling well, especially in this environment where there's, you know, where we're in a COVID environment. Every sneeze, sniffle, you know, people get nervous and fear starts to come over them. So help her mom to walk in peace, and just we just thank you for the good report that she's fine, that she's fine. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And then I've got Mama Ruth text me. And she said she's going to have to drop off about 8. That's a little past that. Wanted a prayer for her and Ayana.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, we thank you for Mama Ruth. We thank you for the wisdom and the guidance. We thank you for the perseverance, that the perseverance is paying off, that she's seeing it's like I see you, Mama Ruth, in a field. And there's been seeds already sown and it's been watered and you've been plowing the field, plowing, plowing. It's like you feel like you've just been plowing, 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 plowing mm-hmm. the field. But I see you entering into the harvest where you're going to see the work of your labor. You're going to see it. You're going to see the seeds that you've sown. You're going to see the hard work that you've put in to other people's lives, you know, what you have sown into people and what you have sown in general, you know, mm-hmm. because everything that we do is a seed. That's why we have to be mindful about the things that we do. You know, God gives us instructions on how to even treat our enemies because it's seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've been putting in the work, praying for people and making yourself available for people and loving on people, just putting in work. But I see you really seeing the harvest and having a true understanding of the impact of the things that you have done for the Lord and for his people. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. And for Ayana, Lord, just thank you for the turnaround.
Turnaround.
For just turning it around. Turning her around. Turning it around. Like a Saul to Paul conversion. To where she's tired of 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Tired of doing this stuff over here, godly, but this stuff over here, not so godly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see her just turning around completely and selling out and being sold out. Like I like when Paul says he's a bondservant to Christ. You're like a slave to him, you know, like I'm going to do what Jesus says, you know, and I see her selling out to him to where it's tiresome. I know I've been in the world. I was raised worldly. So I know. And it is tiresome because when you do things your way, it's like, it's really a gamble. You win some, you lose some.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets tiresome, not knowing how things are going to pan out, not wondering. That's just, it wears on you. It grates on you. It starts to chop at you. And I see her getting tired and being tired of not knowing and entering into the peace and the rest of Christ in all areas and surrendering all areas, not just some. He doesn't want just, you know, this part and then you could just kind of do your thing over here. He wants it all. And I see her really getting that revelation, selling out, saying, you know what, I've done things my way. It just don't work. It don't work. But when I do it the godly way, I see that it does work, even if it doesn't quite go the way I want it to go. So, Lord, we just thank you for the turnaround for Ayana, turning it around and being tired of doing things her way and her selling out and doing things your way for every area of her life. And just let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I just got another one from Lashun. Lashun. Well, it's Lashun, but we like to tease her. Lord, we thank you right now for Lashun. We thank you, Father God, for the come up. The come up. I see you coming up. Coming up and coming out. And it's like you've been viewed. Okay, not this is not reality. This is how you've been viewed. You've been viewed as like the underdog. And I see you coming up. You know, God is going to really elevate you. And people are going to be like, why her? You know, like, can't figure it out. But it's not for them to figure out. It's because God said so, period. You know, I've been in positions in my life where there was somebody smarter, there was somebody more, you know, knowledgeable, there was somebody who was better spoken and dressed better and this, that, and the other, and God picked me. Because all those things don't matter. That's not what God looks at. He looks at the heart. You know, we look at David, who God said is a man after his own heart. He was pretty jacked up on the outside and some of his ways and some of the things he did. But God wasn't looking at that. He wasn't intimidated by it. You think God didn't know what was going to happen in his life and the decisions he was going to make and all that? He knew. And he still called him a man after his own heart, because that's what God is looking at. God looks at the heart. That's what matters. And so we as people, we put standards on things, that you got to be this way. You got to, you know, Terrence is learning that in the corporate arena. They put all these standards. You got to speak this way. You got to do it this way. You got to have the lingo to talk, this blah, blah, blah. You know, God don't care about that. He teach you how to play the game, but that's not, you know, that's not what God cares about. He looks at the heart, the heart of the matter. And that's the reason. And I see you being elevated, and people try to figure it out. That's it, because God says so. Yeah, you probably are smarter than me. You know, yeah, you probably can speak better than me. You probably are more connected than me. You got more money than me. You got it, but you know, those may be facts. But what let's also toss in this other fact that God chose me. He didn't choose you. He chose me. So you could go with your facts. And your facts don't intimidate me, because I can say, yeah, that's true. But he still chose me. So I don't know what to tell you. You know, even the job that I ended up quitting, I was there for almost 4 years. And some of the other people on my team have been doing the business that I was in for over 20 years, over 30 years. I was number two on my team. I'd only been doing it for the 4 years that I was there. And so that could be intimidating. They had more experience than me. Some of them had came from, you know, prestigious firms. And but God chose me to be in that role, and God elevated me to where I was number two with people who come from prestigious firms and have been doing it for over 20 years, some over 30 years. He chose me. So could I say they were more knowledgeable? Absolutely. Could I say they were smarter in certain areas? Yes. But God chose me. And so I didn't allow those other facts to intimidate me, because they didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
What matters is that God chose me, and I just followed his lead and did what he told me to do and asked for his help, and it paid off. And so that's what I'm seeing for you, LaShawn, that he's going to elevate you. And when people will try to be nasty, people get jealous, you know, and they'll say things and just acknowledge what they're saying. Yeah, you probably do have more experience, but God chose me. That's the mic dropper right there. God chose me. What else can you say? What else can somebody say after that? What else? That's it. Yep, you got a degree and I don't, but God chose me. Have a good day. You know, so. So Lord, we just thank you for the elevation for LaShawn, and we thank you for choosing her.
Yes.
For choosing her. And we thank you, Father God, that when people try to be rude, you know, a little jealous, that she doesn't even, it doesn't affect her, that she just loves on them. She just loves on them and prays for them and acknowledges that. Maybe it makes them feel better. Yeah. If you want to feel like you're somehow better than me, then by all means, but God still chose me. So if that helps you sleep at night, that's great, but he still chose me, and I wish you the best, and I hope that whatever God has chosen for you that you walk in, you know, God's going to really give you grace in how you handle people. Because me, I know how to handle you any way I want to, but I will still show you love. You know, I can acknowledge that you're just not, you know, you're not there. When you're jealous, you're not there, you know, because when you're walking with God and you trust God, there's no room for jealousy, because you know what's for you is for you. And so, you know, I can acknowledge that, but still love on you, but still address it politely, you know, and that God's going to give you the wisdom and the words to know how to do that, how to handle people when they're not at their best. So we just thank you for that. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 828-989. Lord, we just thank you for 828-989, Father God. We just thank you for the perpetual. Have I said this before? Perpetual. see, like, okay, I got perpetuation, but ongoing, like, way of living, a way of thinking, like, God is really finna establish your mindset as a believer, like, really cement, lock yourself in to what the Word of God says. And he's going to demonstrate things through your life and to you to help build your faith. And so we just thank God for that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Next caller is, we're going to pray over everybody, just FYI, 405-250. Lord, we just thank you for 405-250 for the lion's roar. I'm seeing that, but you're going to understand. Because the Lord is called the Lion of Judah, right? But then the devil is also referred to as a lion. Like, he's like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And I was just ministering this to somebody the other week, that the devil is like a lion, but he's like a lion with no teeth. You know, if a lion, what makes lions scary besides their size? But mostly people are afraid to be bit by a lion. You know, like, even when Daniel got tossed into the lion's den, he wasn't afraid to be mauled by, I mean, like, where the lion's just going to, like, drop his weight. You know, you're afraid to be eaten. The lion was hungry, so you're afraid of the lion's teeth. But the devil is like a lion with no teeth. And God's going to teach you about the lion, how he is, the Lion of Judah versus the enemy, and how you have the ultimate protection in the Lord, and how when the enemy tries to come at you, that God's going to, like, show you the holes. Like, yeah, there's a lion come at you, but there's no teeth. So even if it bites you, it's not going to do nothing. It's going to gum on you. You know, yeah, you know, he's coming at you with, you know, this weapon, but it's going to malfunction. You know, like, he's really going to show you the contrast of the lions. But God as the Lion of Judah and the enemy like a lion, seeking whom he may devour, but how he doesn't have teeth. So even if he were to try to devour you, he doesn't have any teeth. He can't do anything to you. You know, one thing about the enemy, he's like, he operates on lies. He's the father of lies. He operates on smoke screens and perceptions and the way things look, but it's not rooted in truth. So Lord, we just thank you for that and make that very clear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. 251. Yeah, 251-342. Lord, we just thank you for 251-342, Father God. We just thank you for time. Time is up. There's a release of things that have been, like, on hold. For a particular time. And so the time is up for those things to be released.
Mm-hmm.
And so you call them forth, you welcome them in. You welcome the things that God had in store, has stored up for you. You begin to receive them now in Jesus' name. Because now is the time to be seen. For God to show the work that he's done in you and through your life. And you're going to be amazed how you look now. How you look. So it's the way you look and things people are seeing. You don't see it, but they know.
Mm-hmm.
But they see it. And so receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
I think they had texted into Randy and also wanted to pray for Leah. So Lord, we thank you for Leah. We thank you for the truth. The truth coming to light. It's like I see hidden, like the truth being hidden. It's there, but it's hidden, and I see God bringing it to light. So Lord, we just thank you for the truth, so that Leah can operate in full truth. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. What was the next one? 910-709. Lord, we thank you for 910-709 for just victory and calling out victory and calling things victorious. I see you situations that look like you're not really victorious where you are. God's going to say, no, you're going to have victory in those areas, and you calling it out and you seeing it come to pass because God has already said it, you know, and you just basically building faith for it and repeating what God has told you. And I see you just really walking in a lot of victory. So, you know, what can look a certain way right now, it might not be the final outcome, you know? You know, look at a lot of stuff that happens in life. There's processes to things. Sometimes when it's in the middle process, it's just ugly. It don't even look nothing like what it's supposed to look like. But if you just give it the time that it needs, you'll see it become. You know, even look at plants. You know, they start off as seeds. Seed don't look nothing like a flower, you know? And then it breaks. Then you get these roots that are ugly to me. And they start to sprout little grass looking stuff. And then the flower buds come and then they grow and then they open up and it's a process. But if somebody gave you a seed and you didn't know anything about, you know, nature or growing things, and they said, this is going to be the most beautiful flower ever and smells so good. You'd be like, this don't look nothing like a flower, but you got to give it time. And so that's what I'm seeing, that you're going to understand that time is your friend because time is helping God and helping you to see things for what they are. And God has called you victorious in several areas of your life. So let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for 903-918. Father God, we just thank you for being driven. So you go out and you see all the cars on the street, all these different makes and models and brands of vehicles, you know, different types and everything, but they are driven by someone. And so Your life is the vehicle that you are going to allow God to drive. And when God is driving you, there are no traffic jams. You know, you get to where you don't look at it as a traffic jam. You look at it as, okay, it's something ahead that I don't need to experience. This you're taking every moment and knowing that God is protecting you and keeping you and setting you up to receive his best.
Mm-hmm.
His best, so you're not in a hurry to get anywhere because you're letting God drive. And so regardless of the traffic conditions, as long as God is with you, you're okay. And that's where he wants to be. And we just thank God for you opening up to that and allowing God to drive your life and to drive you to places that you never, never, ever would have imagined. And that's what I have for you. Next caller, 919-426.
Yes, Lord, we just thank you for 919-426. We just thank you for see the Lord teaching you about how we grieve, right? How we don't grieve like the world grieves, because we know the truth. A lot of the times when the world is grieving, it's because they don't understand about loss. And I'm not even talking about just loss of lives. I'm talking about loss in general. And Terrence and I know firsthand that sometimes the things that we quote loss was the best thing for us. Because when we trust God, there's a joy. We could count it all joy. So even when it looks like we've lost something or a person or a job or whatever the case may be, we don't grieve like the world grieves, you know? I remember one time being laid off from a job. And one lady who was, you know, another believer, I wasn't there when she got told, but they said she was just acting a fool. Oh, Lord, dude, oh, my God, what am I going to do with my kids? Oh, just acting a whole fool. For me, I was like, yes. You know, I was like the kid on Home Alone.
Yes.
You know, just, I was excited. And it proved to be a huge blessing for me. You know, because when you trust God and you walk with God, you don't grieve loss like other people would. You know, and even when you do lose people, you know, or because we don't lose them, right? When people transition, we view it differently, especially when we know the person was a fellow believer. We deal with the pain of the absence, but we don't look at it the same because we know what the word says. So thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hmm. 803-991. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for 803-991. Lord, we just thank you for timing. We thank you for taunting you, but don't focus on that because it's a timing that's set to where the taunted will be, you know, victorious on top, you know. So the enemy, you know, tries to, you know, get us focused and tries to get us to agree with what he's saying about a situation. But God is teaching you how to look beyond that and focusing strictly on what he's saying,
mm-hmm.
what he's saying. So focus on what he's saying in Jesus' name. 623-282.
Thank you for 623-282. We just thank you for seeing things for what they really are. Take the scales off, Lord, and help them to see things for what they are. No smoke screens, no lies, no manipulation. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
405-540. Lord, thank you that the righteous availeth much. The righteous availeth much. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so when you're focusing on pleasing God and you're focusing on God's will being done in your life, those are things good men do. Those are things good people do, you know, because that's a good work. That's a good work to want God's will to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just thank you for the focus that's needed and the support that's needed in your life to continue. In Jesus' name, amen.
903-808. We thank you for 903-808 to taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You're going to see the goodness of the Lord in several areas of your life. And taste and see that the Lord is good. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 754-240. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's power in the name of Jesus. It's power in the name. God is going to really show you who people are based on... Based on when the name of Jesus is mentioned, you know, some people are very afraid to say the name of Jesus. Some people, you know, shy away from that, this, that, and other. But God's going to show you the power in his name and situations, and you watch how people scatter. You watch how people scatter. You watch how the enemy removes himself at the name of Jesus. So we just thank God for Jesus being your name being on their lips daily. Their name being on your lip on their lips daily. In Jesus' name, amen. 251-229. Lord, we just thank you for 251-229. Lord, we just thank you for the righteous way up. The righteous way up, right? Being being the righteousness of God and walking in righteousness and wanting to see things done right. You've seen a lot of things been done wrong. You've maybe been done wrong or know somebody that's been really done wrong, just straight dogged out. But the righteous way up. The righteous way up. God is going to show you how to teach people to deal with being done wrong and focus on being right. Focus on walking in righteousness and forgiveness, because forgiveness is righteousness. It's walking in righteousness. Learning how to forgive and freeing yourself from that bondage. In Jesus' name, we just thank you for the protection. And we just thank you for your love being submerged in God's love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you all for joining tonight. God bless y'all. This was a great week back. We're finna clear it off Randy so he can go on and get in here. We love y'all. God bless you all. Good night.
Good night.